This is 16.9 The Podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. We're all about digital signage and have been since 2006. We cover what's interesting now and what will be interesting and important one day soon. And we filter out all the BS. This podcast is a chance to add depth and color to what we do online, and it gives smart people a chance to really talk about their companies and their ideas. You can hear new episodes weekly on your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, free of charge. 16.9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful, ready-made, auto-delivered, and auto-updated content for screens.
Trade show managers like to attend other trade shows to see what's going on and how things are done, as well as chat up exhibitors who might also want to hang a shingle at that trade show manager's own event. So it wasn't much of a surprise last week to find Andrea Verone, who runs Digital Signage Expo, walking the maze that is Integrated Systems Europe. Her own show is coming up in just a few weeks, so we agreed to sit down and talk about why she was at ISE, but more to the point, what digital signage people will see at the end of March at DSE. We found a place up above the crowd, which worked pretty well until near the end, when someone starts singing. Stupid me thought interviewing above the audio area, around happy hour, was clever.
Hi.
Hi.
Strangely, we are going to talk about a trade show in the middle of a trade show.
Right.
And you're over here for what reason other than spying?
Definitely not spying. First and foremost, here to recruit for DSE. We have an international presence from exhibitors, and so we're here to look to see if there's anybody we may not have met yet.
Yeah.
Promoting the show, obviously. And then also, we are looking to do an event in September, a brand new digital signage education one-day event, and so we are here recruiting for that.
Okay, one-day event, doing what?
So, essentially...
It's like a triathlon?
No, this is going to be a digital signage triathlon.
Ah, okay.
No, a day full of education, similar to something that we may do at DSE, but we want to do it here.
Okay. And so similar to the DSE one thing you did in New York?
In New York, very similar to start.
Micro trade show as well.
Yep, and okay. The Digital Signage Federation is going to be working with us on that.
Oh, okay. And what's the rationale behind that?
Well, we're here at ISE, and as you can see, it's quite large.
There's a couple of people here, yeah.
There's clearly a thirst for this type of technology over here, so we're trying to recreate what we were successful doing with DSE in the U.S. and have it just be a digital science-focused event. I think Europe really could use that. Just judging by this show, some of these digital signage companies are getting lost in this massive sea of a million other products.
Yeah.
So we think the timing is right. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for more info on that.
How do you peel your ears?
So, why don't you Google that?
So there are at ISE supposedly like 450 digital signage companies. Now, I've been here before and I'm walking around today and I'm seeing all kinds of companies that are slightly in the digital signage business, or like they have something over IP and they've got one little box that does something and therefore they tick that thing in the directory saying we do digital signage.
Yeah.
What's your sense of how many companies are here that are actually in the business?
So I spent a good part of the morning over in the Digital Signage Pavilion, which itself, like you said, had over 400 names listed. I would say maybe about half of them are true digital signage companies like you would see at DSE. So
right. Screens,
lots of software companies, lots of media players, lots of LED screen technology,
right. High bright
technology. But there are a good number of companies unrelated as well.
Yeah. So it's in that respect, you're kind of at parity with this show in terms of
exactly.
You get like 200-ish to DSE.
I would definitely agree with that, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting to me walking around here, and I'm sure it's the same thing, is you go around a corner and there's another software company that you've never heard of.
Right.
Well, doing signage.
In many instances, just from the discussions I've had so far today, they are companies that are not yet even doing business in the U.S. So, like, I talked to an Italian CMS platform, never heard of them
like
before.
Like Boom or something like that.
But, you know, again, those folks are perfect for this potential new event we're doing, but also a lot of them hope to eventually bring their business over to the U.S. So they could be a future exhibitor at DSC.
So is, when you talk to them, is part of the pitch, or maybe part of what you should be doing the education around, is how on earth you establish yourself in North America? Because they think oftentimes they'll go over and they'll find a partner who will help them out, and then they do it and realize, well, this is actually challenging.
Absolutely. I mean, it's probably the same way that U.S. companies feel about doing business in the myriad of other countries that are in Europe.
Yeah. So, DSCs, by the time this runs, be like 6-7 weeks out.
Yep.
Your hair's not gray.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's called hair dye.
Send me photos. What's different about this year?
What's going to be different every year with us is the brand new bucket of end users that we've recruited to the show. So registration's been open now since late October. We're already seeing brand new companies. I can't necessarily give them to you, but you know that's why our exhibitors come back every year, is because we bring that unique end user digital signage customer. So we're excited the way registration is shaping up thus far. We have a lot of great new exhibitors, and Microsoft is joining us for the first time ever, which is, you know,
like their own booth and everything.
Huge for us. They have a booth. They're a gold sponsor, so you know, we're super excited about that and to see what they're
doing.
So
why are they there?
You might want to ask them that when you meet them at DSE. They're really pushing an initiative for digital signage.
Really?
They work with a lot of our exhibitors already.
Well, I mean, they use Windows, but there's more to this?
There's more to it, but I don't want to tell their story, so you have to come to DSC and meet them for yourself.
I'm not going to DSC. Why would I go to that?
Come on now, Dave.
Okay, so Microsoft, any other big new entries?
Right, so Epson is back with a gigantic booth. They haven't done the show in several years. We're super excited about that.
So that's primarily projection, or are they?
Yes, okay. Yes, but they've got some really cool technology, so definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. We have over 60 brand new exhibitors, so it's...
And that's typical, right? I think we were talking last year, you said
you do see some turnover, but there's a lot of interesting peripheral technology with this whole buzzword IoT and analytics, so we're starting to see even programmatic software companies. It's expanding, so it's going to be really interesting to see.
Are there types of companies that are starting to drop off that you don't see as often?
I haven't seen that yet. Let's hope that doesn't happen, but I really haven't seen that.
I think what I experienced going back, 13 years or 15?
This is going to be our 15th show.
Okay, so I've
15
been...
15 years.
This will be my 14th then. And when it started, I would say the dominant guys were the software guys and the display guys.
Yep.
And the software guys have kind of, I won't say dropped off completely, but they're not as big a factor, at least not the CMS software guys. Because there's fewer, yes and no, there's fewer in certain respects, but there's many more in other respects, but there are fewer dominant players.
I think that's a fair statement. Then you have companies like Stratacache that are gobbling up companies left and right, so you've seen a lot of acquisitions too.
Yeah.
So that changes the landscape a bit.
Mm-hmm. And you've always had a big educational component. Is that changing at all?
No. We've kind of repeated last year, which worked really well for us. We have 8 separate tracks that have their own keynote. So instead of doing one big general keynote, since our audience is so unique, you're a retailer, you don't have the same needs and pain points as a higher ed. So what we've done is created 8 specific tracks so you can sell coming to this show to your boss, hey, I'm a retailer. They've got this entire track just for me. So we're repeating that again.
So what are the tracks? You don't have to remember all of them, but
it's
a retail one, obviously.
Retail, higher ed, corporate communications, digital out of home. We have a general end user track too. So there's something for everybody and at different levels.
In terms of the recruitment that you do for end users to come to the show, are you seeing any sort of trending as to who wants to come versus the past?
Huge uptick in 2 major verticals, I would say, are transportation and higher ed, just from first glance at our attendee list thus far.
So higher ed, I understand. Transportation.
Airports.
Oh, really?
Train stations, transit authorities, big increase in that.
And this is infrastructure that they're doing. It's not digital out of home in airports. This is like doing the whole like arrivals and departure screens, wayfinding, whole nine yards.
Right. And an area that we want to grow that we're starting to see more of is architects. That's just in talking with our exhibitors, it's really the next big group they want us to bring to DSE. And so we obviously, you know, we have a partnership with SCGD, so they do a pre-show event on Tuesday, which draws that crowd, but we're really trying to think outside the box and to get more of those folks at our show who may not traditionally have thought to jump on a plane and come to a technology show.
Yeah, and they must be really hard to reach.
They are.
In a certain way.
They are.
So what do you do?
It's a work in progress. Partnering with some of these other organizations is a big part of it. We also, because as an organization, we produce some commercial lighting events, we do have some contacts in that area. So
I guess it helps that Brian Mazaros is now
He's the president.
President of SCGD.
He is.
So you got a digital signage guy yakking at him.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, because it's Brian, I guess it'll be okay. It could go sideways.
Brian's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Last year, I remember it correctly, you had an uptick.
It was our biggest uptick yet. We went from 4,000 to 5,000 dedicated attendees. That doesn't count the 2,000 exhibitor personnel.
Right.
So we had a partnership with Global Shop last year. Global Shop is in Chicago, so we've tried to do as much as we can to get these retailers to pick DSE over Global Shop. No offense to Global Shop, but that certainly helped us last year.
Right.
There is a nightclub and bar show going on right below us. We are working with them. So basically their attendees can come in to our show for free.
They'll never be able to make it up the stairs, though.
I'm a little nervous about that. but no, we're tracking very well. You know, we do kind of a days out comparison. We stare at it every day. It's, you know, obviously the most important thing to us is getting the right amount of attendees there.
Yeah.
So far everything's tracking ahead. So fingers crossed.
Oh, I hit it last year?
On a days out comparison, yes.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know final numbers until the show happens because we get a lot of folks to register on site.
Yeah, because that might have been an aberration.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I'm curious if the expectation is that you need to grow the numbers every year or are the exhibitors. Yes.
But quality, I would think quality over quantity.
That's what I was going to say. I would think the exhibitors are more interested in quality leads as opposed to just raw foot traffic.
Right. I mean, an exhibitor can't possibly talk to 5,000 attendees. So as long as we produce great quality and they walk away with some awesome leads to especially justify the expense of participating in the show, then they're happy.
Yeah.
It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry. It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to you browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
And that's one thing I ask a lot of exhibitors. I don't think I did it last year though, but I've certainly done in the past, is was it worthwhile for you? And you know, did you get the quality leads that you really wanted, and did business come out of that? And what do you hear from those people?
Well, I mean, it's evidence in their repeat business coming back year after year, you know, that yes, I mean, we've especially this past year, you know, the response was great.
Yeah.
So that's our end goal.
Yeah. Is there a general sense about the industry in general that you, I just said general twice. Generally speaking, what's your general sense of what the industry is, does it feel like it's growing?
I say yes. I mean, you're out there with me. Do you agree? I think it's cliche, but I think digital signage is everywhere now. I think it's inevitable that this industry is going to grow. It's only going to grow more. The technology is going to get better. The adoption is going to get larger. It's going to be everywhere. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. We're sitting on the mezzanine level looking out on the floor, and one of the things I've noticed this year is a lot of the, not, let's not say a lot of the booths, several booths are using fine pitch LED as their booth toppers instead of like just printed graphics.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's a whole nother area for this business.
Exactly.
The control around that and everything else.
And think about how many trade shows there are.
Yeah. There's a bazillion LED companies in China. They show up here.
Yes.
They show up at Infocom. You've had some of them at DSC. Is that an area you try to recruit more and more?
We welcome them. We actually have an agent who focuses on our Asian sales.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, truth be told, we'd rather have the more traditional digital signage manufacturers, but we don't turn them away. There's still a need for it. We still have attendees that are shopping for that type of screen, but we definitely have less than some of these other events.
Yeah, and, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, and I don't mean that negative way about them. It's just like they're...
It's a little bit on the periphery of what...
Yeah, they don't necessarily
seem to... The whole customer experience...
fit. Yeah, they can't really talk about overall projects or anything else.
Right.
It's like they've got stuff.
Right.
How many?
But there's some crazy stuff. When you walk around, you need sunglasses and parts of this trade show floor.
Oh, yeah. First thing this morning, I just got blinded by Unilemons. They had one of those sideline runner boards, and it flashed on.
I saw the soccer ball that you tweeted about yesterday, too, and they did have World Cup stuff playing.
Oh,
so,
okay, good for them.
In case you were wondering about that.
I didn't even get all the way back to Hall 8 today, which is the Digital Signage Hall. I like, did a couple of tours here and talked to some people, and eventually I'll work my way back there.
Yeah.
But it seems more organized this year.
It is. It definitely is. I do see also that some of... There's a lot of digital signage related companies that are not in that hall that I've seen sort of scattered around, but...
Yeah, which I get, I'm sure there's a pecking order, and you get the space if you were there last year or the year
priority.
Before. What else do we need to know about the show?
We do have a brand new track, so to call it, the Emerging Tech Talks Theater, which is something new. Hear all these buzzwords, like I mentioned, IoT. We wanted to create a specific track to kind of talk about how all that relates to digital signage. So it's an on-floor workshop. It's in the back of the hall. They are paid conferences, but you'll see kind of innovative, interesting topics. So definitely worth checking out.
Well, usually the ones on the floor, they're free. So these ones you pay for?
You do have to pay for the emerging tech, yes, even though it's on the floor. They are a paid conference. They're fairly affordable, though.
So how do you do that? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you stood immediately outside, you could hear what they're saying, right?
True. But it's its own theater tucked away in the back corner.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure there'll be people, you know, there may be some
all the cheap Canadians hang around the outside.
Well, you've got a press pass. You can get in.
I can get in anywhere.
We're excited about that, and we're thinking of even growing that next year as an actual area on the show floor to kind of bring in some of these companies that are providing this technology.
Yeah. Well, every year you do an innovation zone of some kind. How do you find those little startups, or do they just find you?
Well, you know, it's a natural conversation when we have a new company that calls us. A lot of times it is a small software company. It's somebody maybe testing one product in the digital signage market. So we wanted to offer something a little bit more affordable in their first year. We actually rebranded it. It's called Launchpad. So, but it's shaping up quite nicely so far.
One of the things that's been happening the last couple of years is you're getting moved around. And you were South Hall?
Yes.
And downstairs, and this year South Hall upstairs, right?
Right. So we don't dictate where and when our show is because we are only in one hall.
Yeah.
As opposed to, say, the show we're at now that takes over the whole convention center. Mm-hmm. We are given the date and the location.
Right.
So we are in S3, which is upstairs, for 2018. In 2019, we'll be in the North Hall, back where we were a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. And is that in perpetuity after that in the North Hall, or you just don't know? How far out do you know?
We we contract, want to say, 5 to 7 years out. So we're pretty locked down for the next several years. I think we're in the North Hall 2 years in a row, so 2019 and 2020.
And by 2021, they're probably renovating that because they're adding that whole big ass area.
Right, so I don't know exactly how that will affect us or where we'll be, but we will always be at the LVCC.
How did you, it's interesting, the architectural design of the new convention center expansion, the conceptual drawings had big DSE logos on it.
We have friends in high places. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. That was pretty good product placement.
We were pretty excited about that too. Yeah, no, we have some really strong contacts at the Las Vegas Convention Bureau. And so I don't know whether they just did us a favor, but.
Does it make a difference at all whether you're up or down or one hall or the other? Or it's
quite honestly, no. I think perception is sometimes different. The layout, sometimes people say, oh, it looks smaller. Oh, it looks bigger when it's just the way it's laid out. It doesn't really matter to us.
Does it truncate how you get into the hall or anything? I think last year was a little bit weird because there was a staircase or something.
We always have to kind of finagle where registration's going to go.
Yeah.
But there's only ever one entrance in, so you know that stays the same.
Okay. Are there other events? There's obviously the mixer. You guys are one of the sponsors. Thank you. But
yes.
are there other things going on that are sort of surround the
Yes, for sure. I know Peerless does a big, huge partner party every Wednesday evening. They have, I think, 10 partners, so you definitely want to look out for that. It is invite only.
Yeah, I wobbled into that late last year and just thought.
It was pretty amazing. It's a great Gatsby theme. I hope I'm not spoiling it, but.
No, that's right. It's a 1920s theme or something.
Yeah, so there's that. One thing you definitely wouldn't want to miss at the end of day one, right at 5 when the show closes, is our free networking reception that's over at the Renaissance Pool where it was last year.
Oh, okay.
So that's very well attended, and right after that is our Apex ceremony.
Right.
So 5 to 6 is networking, 6 to 7 Apex Awards. Then you can go to the Peerless party later if you're still standing.
That's pretty much it. So how long are you here for?
I'm here till Thursday. Heading back on Thursday.
You'll go home exhausted?
Yep.
And do you, when you come to shows like this, are you welcomed with open arms? Like ISE is fine, they're
Absolutely.
Cool, you're walking around?
Absolutely, I mean, same with InfoComm. It's a friendly rivalry, if you want to call it even a rivalry. But yeah, we let them into our show. They come, you know, they let us into theirs.
And do you have a metric for whether it's successful? Like, do you actually go home with commitments, or is it much more of a process?
Sure. I mean, every show is different. We most certainly, on average, usually come home with several commitments. Right now, because we're so close to DSE, this is more, my trip here is more focused on this new event that we're doing. So I will definitely come away from this with a large bucket of leads for that show.
Mm-hmm. And you've got an agent in China, but did you pretty much do all the hunting and killing yourself?
I do, as well as my colleague Craig Henderson. The two of us basically are in charge of exhibit sales. So we conquer that together.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net, every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 16.9 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 16.9 the blog and now the podcast are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.